Welcome to the Subject Composition and Light Photography Podcast. Show notes, links, and contact details can be found at robnunphoto.com. That's www.robnunphoto.com. SCL is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network, and loads of other great tech podcasts can be found over at www.techpodcast.com. Now on with the show. SCL, the Subject Composition and Light Photography Podcast. This is show 106 for the weekend of the 17th of July 2010. Well, my name's Rob from robnunphoto.com, and this is my little podcast sort of following my experiences in trying to become a better photographer. I've been doing much photography this week, actually. I've just been doing lots and lots of work, but I have been looking at lots of great photographs, reading part of the huge pile of magazines that Suzanne got me from the car boot sale the other week, and reading a few photo books as well, one of which is Robert Frank's The Americans, which I'll talk about in a bit. The other thing I've been listening to a lot as well on the old iPod on the way to work is the Film Photography Podcast, because it just goes from strength to strength. So if you're into, well, just listening to podcasts, really, don't really worry about the fact that it's about film photography. It's just really, really funny. Really, really good stuff. They're very, very long, but don't let that put you off. You'll end up just going, like, if you're in Britain, if you're in England, you know the Fox's biscuits adverts with the little panda that's eating the biscuits, and he's got like a Godfather accent. Well, the guys on the Film Photography Podcast, that's what they sound like. So it's all New Jersey and Forget About It, all this sort of stuff, and it's really brilliant. They're great bunch of guys. It's really, I can't praise it highly enough. I think it's an excellent podcast, one of the best ones I listen to, without a doubt. But before we get started, of course, I need to mention our sponsor, GoToMeeting. What is GoToMeeting? GoToMeeting is a service that allows you to have online remote meetings where everybody who's in the meeting, no matter where they are, whether they're in the next office, whether they're in the next county, whether they're in the next state, whether they're in and the next country, you can all talk and you can all see your PC screen. So instead of having those boring conference calls, you know the ones I'm talking about, where your boss is on the line and you're sitting there in your office and you've got the newspaper out and you're reading it while you're meant to be listening to him, and you're not taking a blind bit of notice, then all of a sudden you'll get asked your question and you're like, whoa, you know, maybe it's about sales or something like that. Or if you're holding a conference call and, you know, you've got all your notes and you're going through it all and everybody's going, yep, yep, and stuff, but you know they're not really listening to you, they're having a chat, they're eating a bacon sandwich, or they're reading a paper or a magazine. But with GoToMeeting, what's actually happening is, because people can see your computer screen and you can be showing them presentations, you can be showing them software, you can be showing them notes, you can be showing them photographs, you can be showing them documents, they're involved in the meeting, they're involved interactively in what's going on, so people are going to have a lot more buy-in, your meeting's going to be a lot more productive. And let's remember, what's going to be happening here is you're going to be saving money, because you're going to be saving time, because you're not going to have to be travelling to get everybody together, and you're going to be saving money, because you're not going to have to be paying fuel costs, hotel costs, meeting room costs, all that sort of stuff, and it's a lot more productive way of having remote meetings with GoToMeeting. So I won't mention it much longer. All you've really got to do is just try it out if you think this is something that could benefit your business. So you can try it for free. Just go to the URL is gotomeeting.com, so that's one word, / techpodcasts. So that's GOTOMEETING.COM/ TECHPODCASTS. So that's gotomeeting.com/techpodcasts. Try it for 30 days, and if you like it, become a subscriber and carry on. Right, our main feature tonight. Fantastic book, which I got a couple of weeks ago, and I've been reading through it. Well, readings. Is reading the right word when you're looking at photographs? Looking at. It's a book called The Americans by Robert Frank, with an introduction by Jack Kerouac. Robert Frank was a photographer who was born in Zurich, Switzerland in 1924. And he's quite an important figure in the history of photography because of his book from 1958 called The Americans. And it's available now from Amazon.com, Amazon.co.uk. You can probably get a copy at a local library. And he got an opportunity by getting a grant from the Guggenheim Memorial Foundation to travel across the United States in the mid-50s and just photograph society. The book received mixed reviews in America when it was published, mainly because the style of photography, the style of photojournalism that Robert Frank used, was a far cry from, I guess, from what people were used to. So it got a bit of a better reception in Europe to start off with, but pretty soon afterwards, when it was reproduced in America, and people really started to love it. And it's been re-released, well, it gets re-released every now and again anyway. And I guess what's unique about it is the fact that Robert Frank, you know, went out and he spent a couple of years, I think it was a couple of years on the road. It was a long time, it might have been several months. And apparently took about 28,000 photographs. And of those 28,000 photographs, he distilled them down into the 83 that that are presented here in this book in black and white on this beautiful paper. That's quite a fun, isn't it? 28,000. So you're going to make a book, and to get those 83 photos, you have to take 28,000. You know, when we talk about photographer's luck and what makes great photographies, you know, one of the things is the fact that you need to take an awful lot of photographs. And then what we're presented with in the order that Robert Frank wanted them is this journey across mid-50s America. Very similar, I guess, to the similar but different to the photographs of Henri Cartier-Bresson. You know, lots of street photography, lots of it's ordinary people. This isn't the high gloss of Americana in the 1950s, Marilyn Monroe, and all this sort of stuff. These are just ordinary people going about their everyday lives. We've got pictures of, bars. We've got pictures of people in cars. We've got pictures of people at funerals, at the park. All sorts of different things, and Robert Frank's kind of compositions and the way he puts the photographs together means that at first glance many of the photos just look like black and white snapshots, but when you've looked at the photographs again and again, you kind of start to see the deeper, I don't really like using the word meaning, but the presence of these photographs in the composition and in the subjects, and how the photographs themselves relate to each other in the book in the order that they're presented in. These aren't the beautiful photographs of people like Henri Ansel Adams, you know, with perfect exposures and beautiful grey tones. You know, these are slices of time. And it is almost like being a time traveller, going back and visiting 1950s America and looking at these tiny little pockets of what was going on in the United States of America. Yeah, and it is a really great book to look at. It's difficult to pick out favourite shots from the entire book because, I don't know, the book as an entirety is the work of art. Probably some of my favourites are things like there's a shot from Los Angeles which looks like it's been taken from a roof looking down, and there's like a guy walking along the sidewalk, and there's this arrow on the building. I quite like that one. There's the cowboy shots are always good. There's a shot of a bloke asleep in a park which looks good. I guess the shots I really like are the ones that I think, you know, that could be people today, or the ones that kind of capture the essence of the time, which means you feel like you really are looking back in time. There's a picture of a trolley, like a bus in New Orleans, and the people at the front of the bus are all white and the people at the back of the bus are all black, and I guess that might have been something to do with segregation. But yeah, just a wonderful collection of photographs that at first often you think they're just snapshots, but on closer inspection you see the deeper meaning and the real quality of these images and the work that Robert Frank put into them, taking 28,000 photographs and whittling them down to 83. So Robert Frank, The Americans, as I say, it's available widely at bookstores and online retailers, and from your local library. Highly recommend anybody having a look at this. It's a piece of photographic history. You know, it's another one of those kind of turning points in the development of photojournalism, and it's a really nice book to look at. Okay, well, that's it really from me this week. Nice little short podcast. Just really remains for the thanks, as usual, thanks to Everyday Jones, who do the intro and outro music. Thanks to everybody for posting on the blog over at robinonphoto.com. Thanks to everybody for putting their photographs, as ever, into the Flickr photo pool, which is turning into this massive collection of fantastic images. But most of all, thanks to you for downloading and listening to the podcast. My name's Rob from robinonphoto.com. Remember, you can email me with any questions or comments about the podcast or the blog. Just email me at scalespeeder@gmail.com, and hopefully pretty soon I'll be seeing you on Flickr.